We're going to mark now the death of an American comedian called Fred Willard. He died on Saturday at the age of 86, and he has hundreds of acting credits over a 50-year career. He was in the film This Is Spinal Tap. He was in Everybody Loves Raymond. He was in Modern Family. This is him, probably one of his best known roles was as an American commentator at a quite traditional British dog show in the movie Best in Show. And this is him talking with a much more conservative British commentator about how they might liven things up.
You know, it'd be funny. I don't know if they can do this, just an idea off the top of my head. Why did he put on one of those Sherlock Holmes hats and put a little pipe in his mouth? Are they ever allowed to do anything like that, dress up a dog in a funny way?
No, that's not quite what the purpose of these shows is.
But it would, I think it would really get the crowd going. You know what I mean? The Sherlock
Absolutely,
Holmes hat
yes.
with a pipe. I don't know if you could make it look like smoke's coming out of the pipe.
I think that would be a little dangerous.
I'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah, I'd get a kick out of it. That's the voice of Fred Willard from Best in Show. I'm joined by comedian Ben Hurley. Hello.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
I was shocked and upset when I heard about this. I got the news late last night and I just wanted to talk to someone about it, really. I was actually, 86 is, pretty good innings, really. I was surprised he was that old.
Yeah, well, he worked up right up until recently. As you said in his credits, he probably is best known to most people just because of the broadness of the audience as one of the grandparents on Modern Family, but for me, he's definitely best known as one of the regular core cast in the Christopher Guest movies, which included Best in Show, which he just played, and Waiting for Guffman and A Mighty Wind. And he's one of those comedians who is a real scene stealer. And if you've ever seen the movie A Mighty Wind, it's about folk music in America, he really has quite a small role in that, but it's kind of the bit you remember most from the film.
Yeah, why was that? What was it about Fred Willard?
Well, he wasn't a stand-up comic. He comes from the Second City school of comedy, which is an improv movement that started in Chicago and Toronto, where it's not improv as we kind of know it in New Zealand, which is sort of theatre sports games. This is sort of the American style of improv where you improvise inside a character, usually in some sort of scene, a sketch or what have you. And he just, because of that, if you've ever been to Second City in Chicago or Toronto, those shows are relentless. They do, 8-9 shows a week if you're part of that cast. And Your skills just get so finely honed as an improviser, and all those Christopher Guest movies are improvised. So, that's why he sort of made such an amazing name for himself quite late in his career through those movies.
The character thing is interesting, eh? Because anyone can deliver somebody else's line and anyone can ad-lib a good line. But I think although there are lines of his that you quote, What Happened is a favourite from A Mighty Wind.
Yeah.
But what makes it funny is the person who is delivering it, right? The facial expressions, all the other stuff that's going on. Behaved in quite an unexpected manner often in those scenes. He would sort of play against.
Absolutely. I mean, in drama you have, character actors who don't have great breadth great range, rather. They generally play similar characters. They just do it very well. Someone like Joe Pesci is a really good example. It's basically a version of Joe Pesci all the time. But he's so perfectly cast in those sort of gangster roles. But Fred Willard was a bit like that too, but for comedy, he was kind of always relatively similar, just so well cast, particularly as I say by Christopher Guest, in those lovable, almost slightly drunk doofus that he delivery that he had.
Yeah, and the character was often amusing himself right? I mean, he was laughing at different things than we were laughing at, but he was sort of quite pleased with himself. Someone on Twitter pointed out that often his character would say something like, "I'm just joking with you," or "I'm joking, of course, I'm having some fun with you." Do you have a favourite role of his?
I must admit, it probably is that commentator in Best in Show. Somebody told me once, and now I can't see anything else, but because those scenes are improvised and they have extras in the crowd in the shots behind them, you can see the extras cracking up at what he's saying, because it's different every time, and they film so much in those films and just take the best bit. So you can actually see the extras in the crowd breaking character.
Again, he's only on in the last half hour of the film, but he sort of steals it. Watching that scene again today, I actually thought of Donald Trump. You know, that little clip that we were just listening to then with his ideas for how to, it's kind of like top of mind ideas, gauche ideas for how to liven up the dog show. That's what made me think of the current president. Anyway,
yeah, he's very much that stream of consciousness, the absolute hubris of the character always.
And he's obviously had a big impact. He was a bit of a comedian's comedian, because all sorts of people are, although he wasn't the most famous person, it's not like Tom Hanks has died, but the sort of people who are tweeting about him, it's made more impact than you might expect based on his sort of level of fame.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he had an intangible quality that is what comedians, I think if you have that, you can't quite put your finger on why they're funny. They're not necessarily saying funny things if you wrote them down, but they just are, you know, we have a saying in our industry, he had funny bones. It was just something fundamental about him that was hilarious, and comedians love that about other comedians because they're jealous.
Perfect. Ben Hurley, thanks very much. Remembering Fred Willard, who died on Saturday at the age of 86.